rise of opera in Venice happened after two historic disasters. In 1630, plague had broken out in Milan and it reached Venice. It was to wipe out a third of the population of Venice. When it reached its peak in the November, it killed 15,000 people in the space of a month. In the same year, the Venetian army suffered a disastrous defeat at the Battle of Valeggio. This seems an unlikely backdrop for a really important moment in the history of music, the opening in 1637 of the first commercial public opera house, Teatro San Cassiano. But perhaps it was an antidote to the depression which had beset the city. Up until then, opera had been for nobility, and it had been performed in courts. The Teatro San Cassiano was open to anybody who could afford to attend. It was a huge success, and by the end of the 17th century, Venice was famed for being the opera capital of the world, with 10 opera houses. The content of the operas developed according to the interests of that paying audience. This was not about princely flattery or spiritual improvement. This was about intrigues, comedy, illusions, cross-dressing, and underneath all of it, an examination of the human nature. Cavalli was one of the composers who wrote for the new opera houses. His ability to capture wide-ranging emotions in music soon became well known. In his opera La Rosina, the sorceress Nerea tries to separate two lovers, the warrior Rosinda and Cleofonte. In this aria, Nerea turns her thoughts from the lovers and instead sings this beautiful and seductive love song to Pollux, Vieni, vieni, in questo seno. It's sung over a beautiful descending ground bass. In this recording, Hanna Blasikova is accompanied by l'arpeggiata and Christina Pluha.
Oh,
That was Cavelli's Vieni Vieni in Questo Senno, sung by Hanna Blazikova, accompanied by L'Arpeggiata and Christina Pluha. To listen to this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.